That old Broadway fable about a girl plucked out of the chorus and learning the leading lady role overnight now has an operatic echo in Philadelphia. The up-and-coming Academy of Vocal Arts soprano Michelle Johnson was hardly a chorus girl, and her new role of Manon Lescaut wasn't learned overnight. But she's coming as close to that as any opera singer could in her Friday opening at the Academy of Music. Remarkably, the Philadelphia Inquirer's David Patrick Stearns found the rehearsal studio to be relatively calm and methodical.
Michelle Johnson seemed all lined up for a sane, sensible breakthrough into operatic stardom. The 28-year-old velvet-voiced girl from Texas is in her last year at the Academy of Vocal Arts. She won the Metropolitan Opera National Council auditions. She sang the leading soprano role in Il Trovatore. She was focusing on her first Aida that will happen in the greenhouse environs of the Glimmerglass Opera, the acoustically favorable summertime festival where young singers like her are noticed by industry bigwigs. But is anything in opera sane or sensible? While singing Il Trovatore in Houston last month, she received the call from the Opera Company of Philadelphia to take on the title role of Manon Lescaut. Problem is, she never even looked at the role.
Well, I got the phone call, and I said, I need 24 hours to, like, swallow this. And I bought a score, and then I called my teacher, and I said, is this realistic? They said, well, why don't you listen to it and sit down with the score and just plow it out and just listen to it and see what you think.
Just as opera characters are buffeted about by the whims of fate and destiny, Michelle Johnson decided that if the opportunity was not for her, it wouldn't have fallen into her lap.
It definitely was a spiritual thing. I did a couple of prayers. I still am praying. I mean, I'm prayed up right now.
At least Johnson had the satisfaction of knowing that the entire cast and creative team is new to the Puccini version of Manon Lescaut, from leading tenor Tiago Arancam to stage director Michael Cavanaugh to music director Corrado Riveras. How could this be? Assembling any all-new cast for a major Puccini opera might only be possible in an undergraduate school. The advantage? No baggage from past productions, says director Cavanaugh.
Well, just almost giddiness, actually. I think a lot of people feel a lot of pressure coming into these situations. They're worried about being compared to the last Tosca that the Cavaradossi worked with and the last Cavaradossi the Tosca worked with. And there was a palpable sense of relief in a fun way and a real sense of excitement going forward, because for once we don't have to be looking so much in the rearview mirror as we're driving down the highway. We can keep our eyes down towards the goal. It's terrific.
One has to wonder why the Opera Company of Philadelphia would take a chance on Johnson. Certainly, there must be more seasoned singers available to do a last-minute save. However, Johnson isn't just any young singer. She's more than just a pretty voice. Johnson is a theatrical animal. Also, there may not be that many Manon Lescauts out there, says music director Corrado Riveras.
It's not an easy opera to cast. The most difficult thing, to reach the end of the opera still in a good shape.
It's true.
That's the most. Exactly, it's stamina. Because many times you have the tenor reaching the last act completely done. So opera houses, an artistic director is very scared of this opera. Because there is... What is the most dangerous thing in our job? Is routine. But in this case, there is no risk.
But there is a risk of the diva forgetting her words. She only started learning the role on March 26th. Nobody told Johnson that this would be easy, least of all her Academy of Vocal Arts teacher, the noted bass baritone William Stone.
Michelle is extremely bright. She has learned a number of operas already this past year. And so I know Michelle's work ethic. So I said, Michelle, singing careers are made on events like this. If you think you can do it, I certainly think you can do it.
For conductor Roveras, the top priority is making sure that Johnson isn't overwhelmed.
I told her, let's go step by step. If you try to learn everything in the first day, it's going not to last.
That's true.
day by day, we were focused about, let's say, 10 minutes of music.
I look at the schedule and say, this is how much I can get into my brain before tomorrow.
Music aside, the role of Manon is psychologically tricky. A woman who so freely helps herself to men and money that often belong to others easily alienates the audience's female contingent. The key? Kavanaugh says that Manon is too dazzled by the world around her to realize she just might be bad.
You see a shiny toy and you want it. We all know lots of people who seem to, no matter how much they have, they always want more. Or they always want something else. It's really hard to hate a child. You can't fault someone for taking everything that's given to them. And then you can roll your eyes at them always wanting more, 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 or else. But it's hard to hate them for it.
Having so defied the norms of her 18th century setting, Manon Lescaut has more layers to play than the usual stock characters that Johnson has had in the past.
I'm a lyric soprano, so of course I'm going to cry and die at the end. But before that, I get to have fun on stage. She is very materialistic. Yes, she's very immature. But at the same time, there is something about her that I think everybody can relate to. She loves adventure. So for her to even step out of her boundaries, just, you know, a little bit, is like a big, big deal back then.
Still, Johnson has her iffy moments. Over the Easter weekend, she started canceling vocal coaching sessions. She was on overload.
I need to walk my dog, play with my dog, and, you know, be outside for a little bit to just get some fresh air and clear my thoughts, let things settle.
It's no accident that so many opera singers have pets. Animals know how to bring self-described perfectionists, such as Johnson, back down to earth, because dogs, after all, rarely perceive themselves as being wrong. And maybe that's one key to creating solid operatic art. The Everest that singers climb are often more in their minds than on the stage. Opera audiences aren't always the most benevolent sort. Booing is all but customary at the Metropolitan Opera opening nights. But if there's one thing that opera fans love, it's being in on a star is born moment. And in a role such as Manon Lescaut, that few singers take on right off the bat, the audience will probably want Michelle Johnson to succeed even more than she does.
The Philadelphia Inquirer's David Patrick Stearns. The Opera Company of Philadelphia's production of Manon Lescaut opens Friday at the Academy of Music in Philadelphia and runs through April 29th.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.